In the lunchtime edition, the mother of an escaped shooting suspect issues a tearful appeal for the teenage fugitive to turn himself in. Meantime, yet another fugitive amazedly responds on Instagram to a police wanted notice, seemingly surprised that his photo has been posted on social media. A displaced family of six finds temporary lodging after their house is destroyed and two others damaged by a blaze in St. George. And the Barbados Human Resources Association warns many jobs here may soon become redundant as AI technology replaces more and more workers. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. The mother of teenage fugitive Rashad Kangali wants the young man to turn himself into the police. The 18-year-old who lived at Silver Sands Christchurch escaped from the police on Sunday after he was taken to the accident and emergency department at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital for treatment. A police statement says that while at the A&E, the young man asked to use the bathroom and then escaped through a window. Starcom Network News understands the teenager was a suspect in a recent shooting and possibly also a murder, and was being questioned at the Oystens police station before being taken to the QEH. His mother, Deborah Kangley, tells Starcom Network News the whole ordeal has taken a toll on her. She tearfully appealed for her son to turn himself in.
I only heard about it yesterday morning that he went to the hospital and he escaped from the hospital. And I was saying, well, what he doing at the hospital? You know, he was in custody. So I was so annoyed to hear that he gone to the hospital and escaped. So if anyone knows his rebel, can you please tell him to turn himself? The police came with me. I can't take it no more. What happened for my son? So if anybody knows where he is, please tell him turn himself to the police. Because I'm not taking it that easy. I tried my best for my child. So just please beg you, all you public, anybody that know where he is, just tell him turn himself. You mother beg you to turn in yourself. I would like to know where he is myself too.
Deborah Kangali, the mother of 19-year-old fugitive Rashad Kangali. Another wanted man has responded directly on social media to his photo and name being posted in a wanted man notice from the Barbados Police Service. After police posted a wanted bulletin for Troy Innes on their Instagram page, Innes, seemingly surprised, responded with the comment, "Just so?" The police in turn responded to his comment by advising the wanted man to get a lawyer and to turn himself in. There was a similar incident last month when 42-year-old Jason Alexander surrendered to police after discovering via social media that he was being sought. He then contacted the police, who advised him to come in, and he did. The police are investigating the cause of a fire that destroyed a house and damaged two others at Roach Village, St. George, yesterday. Six people have been left homeless by that blaze. Dale Wickham, the neighbor and aunt of the owner of the destroyed home, Tracy Seeley, tells Starcom Network News the house went up in flames quickly. She says the MP for the area has arranged temporary accommodation for the displaced.
She just gone wherever it is that they took her in place for the night. But I don't know what else happened since then. Not everything, everybody was just so confused and stuff, but there's all that is that left. So yesterday our representative came, Ms. Moore, as to putting her somewhere to stay for the night. And from then we'll see where else progress from there. And then a lot of neighbors came and was here to assist, but you know, there's nothing we could have done. Quick, fast, was fast.
Dale Wickham, the aunt of fire victim Tracy Seeley, in the lunchtime edition. Well, the Barbados Human Resources Association warns that some jobs may become redundant due to technological advancements and especially the introduction of artificial intelligence in the workplace. The president of the Human Resources Management Association of Barbados, Nicholas Roberts, says it's necessary to train individuals to work alongside AI and other technologies. He made these remarks during the launch of the association's upcoming conference in October, which aims to help businesses train and retool their staff for the future.
A lot of jobs are going to become redundant within the next few months to a year, and I'm not trying to be an alarmist, but that is the reality. So the aim of many of our societies, especially small developing states like Barbados, it is to see how it is that we can retool, re-engineer our work complements, our work staff, our workforces, our human capital, to see how it is that we can meet the needs of the country, Barbados by and large, and globally. Because due to globalization, Barbados is no longer operating in a silo. We are competing against our neighbors within the Caribbean region, and then we are competing against those persons internationally, whether it is through the goods and services that we provide, but also the talent that we have here.
He wants businesses to be proactive in retraining their staff to take on the new roles.
Through jobs becoming redundant and becoming useless, and I use useless very loosely, how is it that we then are going to train our staff, train the people of Barbados to meet the needs going forward? Because once those jobs go away, you're going to have new jobs that are needed. So you're going to have people that will need to service the computers and service the bots that are going to be feeding information in various sectors and industries. And a lot of jobs that did not exist 6 months ago, a year ago, 2 years ago, are now going to need people coming into those spaces in 2024 and beyond.
The president of the Human Resources Management Association of Barbados, Nicholas Roberts. A Russian missile attack has killed at least 49 people and injured more than 200 in the central Ukrainian city of Poltava. President Vladimir Zelensky said two ballistic missiles struck the territory of an educational institution and a nearby hospital. The attack is one of the worst since Russia's full-scale invasion began in February 2022 and the deadliest since early July when air strikes hit a children's hospital in Kyiv and civilian infrastructure in several cities across Ukraine. At least 12 people have died and over 50 others have been rescued after a boat carrying immigrants capsized in the English Channel off the French coast. A large search and rescue operation is currently underway, with the BBC reporting that 12 people have died and two others are missing. More than 50 people have been rescued, many of whom are receiving treatment in a nearby town. The incident marks the deadliest disaster in the Channel this year, which is one of the world's busiest shipping lanes. Our top stories. The mother of an escaped shooting suspect issues a tearful appeal for the teenaged fugitive to turn himself in. Meantime, yet another fugitive amazingly responds on Instagram to a police wanted notice, seemingly surprised that his photo has been posted on social media. A displaced family of six finds temporary lodging after their house is destroyed and two others damaged by a blaze in St. George. And the Barbados Human Resources Association warns many jobs here may soon become redundant as AI technology replaces more and more workers. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.